KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update that brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking high school sports last night in boys golf, it was Atlantic over Harlan 165-170. Matt Gearhart and Braden Smith each shot 40 for Atlantic. Kyle Reno 41 to help the Trojans' effort. Also, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 158-190. Eli Bales of Glenwood had the low round of 38. Carroll beat Denison 160-173. Lewis Central down in Kemper Catholic 156-162. It was Sydney topping East Mills with a 188 total. For the Cowboys, East Mills didn't have a full team score. IKM Manning downing Audubon 177-193. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning shot the low round of 39. Riverside won a four-team meet with a 176 total. That was better than Cam's 179. East Union's 223, and Lennox didn't have a full team score. Booyer Valley defeated Logan Magnolia and Woodbine, shooting a 174. Logan Magnolia posted 185, Woodbine a 212, and Mount Air over Southwest Valley 169-226. In some girls' golf action around the area last night, it was Cam over Riverside, Lennox, and East Union in a four-team meet. Cam shooting a 198, Riverside a 225, Lennox a 230, and East Union didn't have a full team score. Sammy Jotty of Cam was the medalist with a low round of 39. IKM Manning topping Audubon 216-234. Emily Powers of IKM Manning was medalist with a 47. Also, Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 205-242. Booyer Valley over Woodbine 205-272. It was Sydney over East Mills with a 234, and East Mills didn't have a full team score. Kemper Catholic topping Lewis Central 188-209. Red Oak beat Clarinda by two strokes, 215-217. And Glenwood over Shenandoah 191-215 in high school golf last night. In high school tennis, in girls' action, it was Atlantic edging Audubon 5-4. Atlantic getting singles wins from Hannah Holtz, Jean Martinez, and Olivia Engler. Also the doubles teams of Molly McFadden and Nellie Grooms, and Tessa Grooms and Olivia Engler picked up victories last night for Atlantic. For Audubon, their wins came from Mary Swoboda and Claire Christensen and Riley Hartle in singles, and Gwen Jensen and Claire Christensen teamed up for a doubles victory as well. Also in girls' tennis, it was Shenandoah 5-4 over Glenwood. Red Oak shut down Clarinda 9-0. Kemper Catholic 9-0 over Lewis Central. And it was St. Albert over Harlan 8-1. In boys' tennis, Audubon beating the Atlantic JV 9-0. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 6-3. Clarinda over Red Oak by a 9-0 final. In high school soccer last night, in girls' play, it was St. Albert beating Atlantic 9-3. Kenzie Waters with a couple of goals and Tatum Grubbs with the other for Atlantic. Harlan beats Underwood 7-2. Tri-Center over Valley United 5-0. Thomas Jefferson needed overtime to get by Glenwood 1-0. Lewis Central over Creston 10-0. Denison beat Carroll 7-0. It was Abraham Lincoln a 3-0 winner over Sioux City North. In boys soccer play last night, AHSTW beat Grandview Christian 10-0. Glenwood over Tri-Center 10-1. Denison beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 4-1. Abraham Lincoln over St. Albert 10-0. And Lewis Central a 4-0 winner over Creston. Checking some track and field action from last night, the Audubon Wheeler Relays. Take a look at some of those results from last evening in high school track and field. In the Audubon Wheeler Relays last night on the girls' side, it was Panorama winning the team title with 152 points. Trainer, the runner-up, with 104. Audubon with 74 points. Placing third overall, Underwood, IKM Manning round out the top five with ACGC, Griswold, Clarinda, Cam, and Exira EHK finishing off the rest of the top 10. Trainer had four victories last night, and also it was IKM Manning with a couple of wins last night, including Alexa Ehrenholz taking the 100 meters. Audubon got a win from Hannah Tiggison in the 400-meter dash, and also Griswold got a win from their shuttle hurdle relay team last night, and Jade Jackson of Cam also was a winner in the high jump event last night at the Audubon Wheeler Relays. On the boys' side, it was Underwood taking the team crown with 136 points. Trainer with 101 points. The runner-up, IKM Manning, was third with 73 points. ACGC was 67, was fourth. AHSTW placed fifth. Audubon, Cam, Tri-Center, Exira EHK, Panorama, Coon Rapids, Baird, Griswold. The rest of the boys' field in that meet last night. Also at the Lady Red Relays girls track meet at Missouri Valley, it was Harlan capturing the team title. They scored 164 points. Logan Magnolia with 105 was second. Dennison was third with 97. AHSTW had 65 points for fourth, and Tri-Center was fifth overall. AHSTW had three winners last night. Holly Heppner took the 400 hurdles, Ryan Porch the 800 meters, and their sprint medley relay team also was a winner last night for AHSTW. Logan Magnolia picked up four wins on their way to that second place finish, while Harlan had seven different victories in events last night in winning that meet. At the Fremont Mills relays, it was Fremont Mills winning with 136 points. Also last night, checking some of those numbers last evening, 136 points for Fremont Mills. That was the girls' final number. As Southwest Valley girls were second with 117 points. Sydney was third with 102. Glenwood and East Mills round out the top five in that meet last night. Fremont Mills had three victories last night on their way to that win. Also in boys action last night at the Fremont Mills co-ed relay, Sydney took the team title with 165 points. Fremont Mills with 118 points, the runner-up. Stanton was third with 97. Glenwood, East Mills were 4 and 5 in that order last night. In baseball, Paul DeJong hit a tie-breaking leadoff homer in the eighth inning, pushing the Cardinals past the Brewers 4-3 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. We'll have the third and deciding game, well, the third and final game of that series. It won't be a decider. The Cardinals have already won the first two games of that three-game set. Chance for a sweep today. 11:20 this morning is the pregame start time. 12:15 is first pitch. We'll have it for you live. Also in the National League last night, Cincinnati beat Atlanta 7-6. Arizona over Pittsburgh 2-1. New York over Philadelphia 9-0. Chicago beat L.A. 7-2. Washington over Colorado 6-3. In the American League, Jalen Beeks replaced opener Ryan Stanek in the second and struck out 7 in 4 2/3 shutout innings in the Rays' 5-2 win over the Royals. Also in the AL, Baltimore beat the White Sox 9-1. Detroit over Boston 7-4. Detroit also beat Boston 4-2 as they swept a doubleheader. Houston beat Minnesota 10-4. Yankees over the Angels 7-5. Oakland beat Texas 11-5. In interleague play, Miami over Cleveland 3-1. San Francisco beat Toronto 7-6. San Diego 6-3 over Seattle. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have locked down their quarterback, Jared Goff, through the 2020 season by exercising his fifth-year option worth over $22 million. General manager Les Snead and coach Sean McVay also affirmed the NFC champions' intention to sign their young offensive leader to a long-term deal eventually. Goff was fourth in the NFL last season with over 4,600 yards passing and 32 touchdowns. The Chiefs are acquiring defensive end Frank Clark from the Seahawks for a first-round draft pick this year and a second-round pick in 2020. The teams are also swapping third-round picks. The Chiefs worked quickly to reach agreement on a five-year contract worth up to $105 million in making that deal. In college basketball news, Michigan says guard Jordan Poole is staying in the NBA draft after helping the Wolverines advance to the NCAA regional semifinals last month. Poole is the second Wolverine to announce that he would definitely leave school, joining Charles Matthews. He was second on the team in scoring with just under 13 points a game as a sophomore. In the NBA playoffs last night, Toronto beat Orlando 115-96, Philadelphia over Brooklyn 122-100, Portland beat Oklahoma City 118-115. The Blazers, Sixers, and Raptors all clinched their series with 4-1 wins after their wins last night. Denver has a 3-2 lead over San Antonio after beating the Spurs 108-90 last night. In the National Hockey League playoffs, Boston beat Toronto 5-1. Bruins win that series 4-3 in advance. San Jose came from 3 goals down to defeat Vegas 5-4 in overtime last night. The Sharks win that series 4-3 as they advance. Well, officials report brisk ticket sales leading up to this week's Drake Relays. Meet director Blake Bolden says ticket sales always pick up after the start lists are announced.
And especially with the new general admission seatings, the quantities are limited because it's just two or three sections over on the southeast corner. So I know those are going very quickly. And as you know, on the Monday after the high school selections, if the weather forecast looks like it does this week in spring in Des Moines, the tickets go very quickly.
Bolden says Saturday's session is heading toward a 54th straight sellout, and the weather forecast has a lot to do with that happens. He says there are still tickets remaining for Saturday, and the best way to get them is online.
DrakeTix.com, DrakeTix.com. So, and the schedule and all the ticket information is always available at DrakeRelays.org.
Drake Relays run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.